Masechta Tainis Pedik Beis is learned the Lunishma Sarerelke Basrav Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel Betoich Shnas Aveila. She passed away on the Achron Shal Pesach and Ahi Alofim Tavshinayin. The Mishnais is learned to benefit her soul Ilu Nishmosa Tehi Nishmosa Tzrur B'Tzrur Achayim. This chapter is dedicated by Deborah Mayan family. Pedik Beis, second chapter, Mishnah Aleph. Say der tiny is ketzad. What is the order on the day of the fast? They would take out the Oren Kodesh onto the marketplace of the city. They would put ash, which was burnt from wood. Over, and you place that burnt ashes from wood, you put over the Oren Kodesh. Ubereish Anosi, and on the head of the leader, Ubereish Av Bezdin, and on the head of the top of the Bezdin, the head of the Bezdin. So they placed ashes on their head. And every person takes a little bit of the ash and places it on their head. Azokin Shebahen, the oldest amongst they, Oymulef named Divri Kavushim, says for them words of rebuke. Achenu, our brothers, Lenemar Ba'anshi Ninveh, it doesn't say by the people of Ninveh, that God saw their sack and their sackcloth and their fasting. Ella, but what does say, God saw their actions. They have returned from their bad ways. And by the prophets it says, rip your hearts, but not your garments. Says the Bartanura, say the tiny skates, sheva tiny is achrinis komaidi. He's talking about with regards to the seven later tiny is, as opposed to the first six ones, the three and three. Asateva, they take out the box, that's haorin, that's the ark, shebe sefer atayra munach boy, that the sefer Torah lies in it, kuleimar, that is to say, klei tsanua hayalanu. That is to say, why are they taking out Oren Kodesh? That we had a modest vessel, v'nizbaze b'avinenu, and it had been degraded because of our sins. Why is it taken out into the marketplace of the city? Loimer to say, tzak no bitzinu b'beisek neses, we yelled out in quiet in the shul, v'loinenenu. We weren't answered. Nivze lets us embarrass Atzmeinu ourselves before Hesu publicly. Nivze Atzmeinu before Hesu b'chevi shalir. Let's embarrass ourselves openly, publicly in the market of the city. So they would put Efer Makle, that's the Efer, that's ashes of that was burnt. And because sand is also called Efer, so that's why he says Efer Makle, to know that it's Afer, it's ashes from something that has been destroyed, meaning wood that has been consumed. Here we need ashes actually, not just sand. So that God remembers the binding of Yitzchok and should have mercy. So where do they put the ashes? They put it al gabe teiv on top of the ark. Because the pasuk says in Shai Samachim b'chol tzorosim leitzor. So if the people are putting ashes in their heads, they're also putting the ashes on top of the ark. Ubereish hanosi, and on the head of the leader, v'hein atzmon, but they themselves, enu neitli, they don't take themselves. Kidei sheyiz bayishu yeser, so they should be even more embarrassed. If she'en adoimim is bayish ma'atzma, it's not same one who embarrasses by himself, who misbayish ma'achedim, to be embarrassed from others. So they are done by others. And then they say, Divrei Kivushim, they say, the elder one among them says, Divrei Kivushim, Dvorim, those words, Shekovshim, Libish Lodom, that captured the heart of the person, Lachzir Lemutov, to turn him back to good. And they also say, Be Kabbalah, and in the Kabbalah we also find, and that is, Kabbalah means B'divrei Hanaviim, we find, is Kirlevavchem Baal Bigdechem. Mishna Beis, Amad B'tfilah, when you start to daven, Meirid Lefnei Ateva, so you bring down in front of the Amud Zokin, an older person, Verogil, and somebody who's used to davening, V'yesh Lebanim, and he has children, who basically they come and his house is empty, he doesn't have for his livelihood, Kidei Shiyeh Liv Sholem B'tfilah, so he should ask with from a full heart. And he says before them, 24 blessings. The 18 blessings of every day. And we add additional 6 blessings to the regular 18. Says the Bartanuda, you bring down somebody, an older virogil. Hayidei say that tefillah, he knows the order of the davening. V'yashle borim v'beisarekam, he has children in an empty house. She'ein v'beisav v'melefarnes hezbonov. He doesn't have in his house what to feed his family. U'metech she'navsha gumolov mispal v'kavona, since his heart is sad on him, so he davens with intent. Inami, or another interpretation, beisarekam min havedis. It means empty of sin. That even during his young age, it was no bad name, hadn't gone out on him. A clean slate. So on top of the 18 brachas that we make every day, we add 6. That's in between the bracha of goyel to the bracha reife. He says these 6 additional blessings. And these are the 6 blessings, Zechronis v'Shefris, the verses of Zechronis and the verses from Shefris that you say on Rosh Hashanah. And we say the verse, El Hashem batzorosu li korosi v'yaneni, and then you say the pasuk, Esa einai el haharim v'goymer, and you say the pasuk, Memamakim krasich Hashem, and the pasuk in the verse, Tfilolonich yatif. Rav Yehuda says, Lo yitzarich lemer zechreinu de Shefres. He did not have to say the verses of Zechreinu and from Shefres. But instead of their place, he says the psukim of Rav ki yeh ba'oretz, Dever ki yeh ba'oretz. And then Asher ha yedvar Hashem l'irmiyo al divrei habetzores. And v'aymer chismeim. And he says the end of the brachas, that the end of the brachas that he says after the Zechreinu, the blessing of Zichronis, and after Shefris, he says the blessing of Shefris. Says the Bartanura that Zichronis and Shefris, that's the first opinion of the Tanakhama. He says that Kol HaPsukim, all the verses, Kimei Shemin B'Rosh Hashanah, we say just as we say Rosh Hashanah. But Rav Yehuda says no, that we substitute the Zichronis and Shefris with other Psukim, but V'ayim HaChesmeim, Achar Zichronis, he says Chasim HaZichronis, and likewise he says in all of them as he goes on and explains Vishnadala on the first bracha, which is Goyal Yisrael, since by the bracha of Goyal Yisrael that's when we begin to say the extra psukim, so we call it the first one, it's the first one from the new brachas. But that's not the first of the 6 blessings, but you say 6 blessings besides the bracha of Goyal Yisrael, after Goyal Yisrael. So the first one, Hoemer, the Chazan says, Min sha'ona as Avraham Avinu b'Hara Meria, the one who answered Avraham Avinu on the Mount Meria, who yana eschem, he should answer you. V'yishma k'otzaschem hayoim hazeh, and he should listen to the voice of your crying out these days, and he completes the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goyal Yisrael. Let's Hashem Goyal Yisrael. So again, this is not the first bracha, but this is the Goyal Yisrael. Al Hashniyahu Aymer, on the second one he says, that is the first of the new brachas, he says, Misha Onas Avesein Al Yamsuf, the one who answered our fathers on the Sea of Reeds by the Yamsuf, Hu Yana Eschem, he should answer you, V'yishma Kel Tzarkaschem Ayim Azeh, he should listen to the voice of your yelling out today's day, and then you conclude with the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Zeicher Kol HaNishkoches. The one who remembers all those forgotten. That's Zichrinus. Allah Shlishis, on the third blessing. This is the second one, the second of Nubrachas. Hu Aymer, he says, Misha Onas Yeshua Gilgal. The one who answered Yeshua in the Gilgal, Hu Yana Eschem, he should answer you. V'yishma Kol Tzakaschem Ayim Azeh, he should listen to your voice of yelling out in this day. And he completes the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemeya Teruah. So that's the Shefrus. Alarviz on the fourth bracha, which is the third new one, who Aymeri says, Misha Ona Shmuel Ba Mitzvah, one who answered Shmuel in Mitzvah, who Yana Eschem, he should respond to you. V'yishma Kol Tzarkaschem Ayim Azeh, and he should listen to the voice of your yelling out on this day, and then you conclude with the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemei Yatzaka. Blessed you Hashem who listens to the crying, to the yelling. Ala Chamishis, on the fifth bracha, which is the fourth one, the first fourth additional, Hu Oimer, then he says, Mishonas Eliyahu Bar Carmel, one who answered to Eliyahu on the Carmel mountain, Hu Yane Eschem, he should respond to you, Vishma Bekil Tzakaschem Ayim Azeh, he should listen to the voice from her yelling this day, and then you complete the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Shemei Atfilah, listens to the prayer, Ala Shishis, on the sixth one, which is the new fifth bracha, Hu Oimer, he says, Mishonos Yoyne Bim Ehadogo, one who answered to Yoyne while he was in the inside of the fish, Hu Yane Eschem, he should respond to you, Vishma Bekil Tzakaschem Ayim Azeh, he should listen to the voice of your yelling out on this day, and then you complete that bracha, you conclude that bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Ha'ina Be'is Tzora, who answers in the time of trouble. Al HaShviz, on the seventh bracha, which is the sixth of the new bracha, he says, Misha'ona is David, Shalom Ibn Yerushalayim, one who responded, answered to David and to his son Shalom Yerushalayim, Hu Yana Eschem, this one, he should answer you, V'yishma, Bekol Tzakasch Mayim, he should listen to the voice of your yelling out today, and then you conclude with a bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Amarachim Aloriz, blessed you Hashem, who has mercy on the land. Says the Bar Tanura, Al Harishayna, when the Mishnah starts, it says on the first one, that is Begoyel Yisrael. So on that bracha, Umaschil Harich, he begins to make it a little longer already, when for the fast days, Afal Pi, although that he, She'ena Meminya Sheish, even though it's not part of the six, he calls it the first one, because in it he begins to add and to make it longer. Al Hashviz, finally on the seventh one, the brachis of the brachis, that he prolongs to them. But the blessings that you add because of the fast are only six. For the bracha, first bracha, which is the Goel Yisrael, of the 18, that's part of the 18 brachas, that's not part of the new 6. Elosha Meirich, but it says a little bit longer of some prayers, and that's why he calls it the Rishayna. Then it says, Misha'ona is David Ashleim Ebenoi. So, Ba'afal Gav, the Yoyna Boser David Ashleim. So, though that the Yoyna came after David Ashleim, Hoya, Mekomoke Magdim Leberation. Still, he says, talks about Yoinah first. Mishum deboi lemichtem b'seif ha-brachas, because he wants to conclude at the end of the brachas, Baruch ha-merachim al-oretz, blessed is the one who has mercy on the land. V'dovid u'shloime b'noi him shispal al-Eretz Yisrael, and it's David and his son Shloime, who are prayed for Eretz Yisrael. David v'hi rov b'mei David, who was hungry made David chulun shpul beis chop alof, u'shloime and b'shloime rov ki yeh b'oretz melochim alof ches. So that's why they come last, just because they connect with that end broche, ha'marachim ala oretz. Mishnah Maise b'mei Rabbi Tachlafta. There was a story that took place in the days of Rabbi Tachlafta, Rabbi Chananya ben Tradje. And the Chanaim ben Tradin. So, Abar Echad of Nei Ateva. One, somebody went down to lead the services, V'gomar HaSabracha Kula, and he finished the blessing totally, V'lo'onu Achar Bamei, and they did not respond after the Baruch Bamei. But what they did was, they said, Baruch Shem Kved Mechus Eloilam Voed, as they would say in Beis HaMikdash. Tiku HaKoinim Tiku. To every Baruch, so the Shamash, the attendant of the shul, said to the Kohanim, they should blow. After Goel Yisrael, he said to the Kohanim, they should blow at Kiyah through at Kiyah. After the Baruchah, Mish'ones Avram Avinu Bar Meiria, Uyan Eschem, Yishma B'Kel Tzakaschem Ayim Azeh. And when you finish the Baruchah, the Shamash announced, Hariyu B'nei Arun Hariyu, that they should blow through at Kiyah through. Then they continue to say, Mish'ones Avseinu Yamsu Uyan Eschem, Yishma B'Kel Tzakaschem Ayim Azeh. And they finished the bracha. Then the attendant said, "Tiku akoinim tiku." So they blow again tkiya through tkiya. Likewise with all blessings. Sometimes they blew tkiya through tkiya, and sometimes they blew through tkiya through. Kushabad over Eitzel Chachamim. When this thing came to the sages, Amru, they said, "Lo yinu noigin came." We did not do so. That we did not say. In other words, not to say Amen, but Baruch Shem Kved Mechus Eloilam Voed. Only in the gate of the east side of the mount of the Har HaBayis, and on the gate on the east side of the Azorah, because over there they said the Shem HaMefeirush, they explicit the name of Hashem, then you don't say Amen, but you say Baruch Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not in the Beis HaMikdash, but in the Shul, then we only say Amen. Says the Bar Tanura, there was a story in the days of Rabbi Chalavta, Rabbi Chanan ben Tradi, Rabbi Chalavta, B'Tzipori Hoya, that was in the city of Tzipori. V'loy Anu Achrav Amen, Garcin. So the version is they didn't answer Amen after him. And the people didn't say Lifshebi Migdash Loy Amen Achar Kol Bracha. In the Migdash they would not say Amen, respond Amen after the Bracha, but rather Baruch Shem Kved Machus Lelavod. Kidamrin, as we say Bigmore Bebrachas Beperek Eroy, as we say in the Gemara Brachas in the chapter Eroy. The Elu Loy Bimigdash Hoyu. But these people weren't in the Mikdash, v'asu k'derech sheyes b'mikdash, but they did like they did in the Mishkan. Then he says, tiku akoinim tiku, or tiku bnei arin tiku, says the Bar Tanura, chaz naknes omer lehem kein akol bracha bracha. For each bracha, we tell them, tiku akoinim tiku. And then, when it came to the Chachamim, they said, we did not conduct ourselves. In other words, we didn't conduct ourselves not to say Amen, but it was only on the gate for the east, Shar Mizrach Shal Harabayis, and the east gate of the Temple Mount, Vishara Mizrach Shal Azora, and the east gate of the courtyard, because they would mention Hashem's explicit name Bachasim Sabracha with the end of the Bracha Lesagi Banias Amen. That's why it wasn't enough by saying Amen. So when he says over here we didn't accustom, so he's talking about the answering of the Amen. But Vein Loimar, we cannot say that the meaning of the Mishnah when it says Loyin Negin Kain, that Loyin Negin Litkoy Elo Migdash, that we did not accustom ourselves but to the Shofar, we didn't do in the Migdash, that's what they were saying, because that doesn't make sense. Because the Vadai, of course, Toki Mikvulin, we do blow in the territories outside of the Migdash, Kedemuch Bach Mesechto Bere Shoshona, in this Mesechto Reshona. Baloch Kechachomim, the Loch is like the Chachomim, that we don't say Baruch Shem Kodim Achusa Lelam Void, but we only say, and not like Rechat V'Chanina, but we just say Amen. Mishnevo. Shloish Tayni Yisur Yishoynes, the first three fast, Anshi Mishma Mis'anim V'le Mashlimim, the Kohanim, whose guard is to do the service in that week, so they would not fast the entire day. Because the Kohanim were divided into 24 portions, 24 different groups, Mishmoris. Every group is called a Mishmor. So, and they had each one the week that they would do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So every Mishmor was also divided into seven portions. They were called Bati Ovis. Every portion, every section, every Beis Ov had this particular day in which he would do the service in the in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Anshi Beis Ov and the Kohanim that do work in the Beis HaMikdash in the day of the Tainis, Lohem is Anikal, they didn't fast at all. Sholish Nias, the other three fast days, Anshi Mishmor Misanim Ashlimim, the Kohanim whose Mishmor is this week did fast the entire day. Anshi Beis Ov and the Kohanim whose service is that day of the fast day, Misanim Velim Ashlimim, they would fast, but they would not fast a complete day. Sheva Achroinis, but in the last seven fast days, Eilu Veilu Misanim Ashlimim. So whether it's the Kohanim from this group, from that Mishmar, or the Kohanim from that base of whose days, that day of doing the work, they would fast the entire day. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, this is the opinion of Yeshua. Chachamim say, Sholish Tani Yisur Yishoynes, the first three fast days, Eilu Veilu Loi Misan Klal, the Kohanim of the Mishmar, of that section, of the 21 of 24. And also the Kohanim of the Beis Av that actually did work that day, they didn't fast at all. Sholish Nias, the second three fast days, Anshi Mishmar Mis'anim V'Leim Ashlimim, the Kohanim of this group, they would fast, but not the entire day. Anshi Beis Av and the Kohanim that do the avodah, the service at the day of the fast, the Elohim Yisan and Klal would not fast at all. Shavachroines, but the last seven fast days, Anshi Mishmar, the Kohanim from this Mishmar of that group, Nisan and Mashlim, they fasted and they completed the fast day until the night time. But the Anshi Misov, the people of the Misov, those that the Kohanim that do the actual service on the day of the Tainis, Misanim Vilei Mashlimim, they would fast, but they didn't do it the entire day. Says the Bar Tanura, Anshe Mishmar, the people of the Mishmar, and then we have the Anshe Besov. So what is Anshe Mishmar? So the Bar Tanura, Chov Dalet Mishmar is Kuna Hayu. There were 24 guards, different groups of the Kuna. They divided from all the Kohanim, there were 24 Mishmaris. Kol Mishmar, Eivet B'Shabbos Shalai. Each Mishmar would work in its week. And then each Mishmar had Anshe Besov. So the Bar Tanura, HaMishmar, the Mishmar, the one of each of the 24 Mishmaris, Mischalik was divided, L'Shiva Bati Ovis, to seven families, main heads of families, Kiminya Mesha Shavua, as the number of the days of the week, Kolecha David Yema, each one of this family members, each base of, worked at a certain day. So then, Misanin V'loi Mashlimim, you fast, but you don't complete. That's with regards to Tainis Rishonis, Einum Chaburim Kol Kach. The first fast, they are not as strict. The Fik Ein Mashlim, and that's why they don't have to complete. Shim Tichba the Havaydal, Anshibis of Shoya Oivdim, Oisa Hayyim. So if the is going to be a lot of work from the family. So Lefikoch Ein Mashlimim, even the people of the Mishmar, they're not doing the work, but they also don't complete. That's why we don't complete. So if the will be too much heavy the load on the people of that people that are doing the actual work in the day, these people will come to help him. They'll have energy to help them. Mishnah Zayin. Anshe Mishmar, the Kohanim that need to do the week, the service that week, Mutarim Lishtas Yayin Belelis, are permitted to drink wine during the nighttime. Avaleba Yomim, but not during the daytime. Anshe Beisav, but the Kohanim that are doing the service in the daytime, Leba Yom Veleba Laila, they're not allowed to drink wine, neither by day nor by night. Anshe Mishmar, the Kohanim whose week is to do the Avodah, Anshe Maimed, and the people that is the Israelim. Anshe Mishmar, the Kohanim, whose week it is to do the work that week, Anshe Maimed, and the other people, the Israelim, they are standing by the Karbonis to meet Musafim. They are people of Maimed when they are sacrificing them, and they are sort of agents from all Jews, and they stand all week. And they exchange every week. There's other Yidden, other Jew, other Israelim take Maimed. So those people whose week is to be by the Karbonis, Asud in Milis Sapir Machabes, they are not allowed to take haircuts and not allowed to wash in the middle of the week, in order that they should take haircuts and bathe themselves before they go into their Mishmar. Ubachamishi, and Thursday, even in the week of the Mishmar Mutarim, they are permitted to take a haircut and wash, mipnei kovid haShabbos, because of the honor of the Shabbos. Says the Bar Tanura, Anshe Mishmar Mutarim Lishtis Yayin, says the Bar Tanura, Lav Gabei Tainis Koyi, we're not talking here with regards to a fast day, El Aydi, the Aydi Bibnei Mishmar, since we're already talking about people whose group is doing the Mishmar that week, Maisi Lohochi brings down over here. So he says they're not allowed to drink wine. They're allowed to drink yain balaylis at night time. Shein lochush, we don't worry. Shem atichbad havoidal anshe beis of balayla. That maybe the service in the base of Mikdash will be so heavy on the people who are doing that day's work at night time, and v'itztaruch el lovel l'saim, so that these should have to come and help them. We don't worry about that. But the people of the base av lebayem v'leib balayla. Not they are not allowed to drink wine, not in the day, not at night time. They needed to bring up onto the Mizbeach all entire night, the limbs and the fats, shepakum ala Mizbeach, that were going on the Mizbeach. Anshi Maimed, the Anshi Mishmet, Anshi Maimet, what's the Anshi Maimet? Anshi Maimet, him Yisraelim, those are the Yisraelim, Hakvuyim Yerushalayim, they are set in Yerushalayim, Ve'emdim HaKor Menachayim, they are the one that are standing over the sacrifice of their brothers, U'mispalim, they pray Shei Mekubu Berotzin, that it should be accepted willingly. So Eimdim Sham B'Shas HaVoide, they are standing there at the time of the service, Shluchim, we call Yisrael, their agents from all Yidden. How could you have a person's sacrifice brought and he should not be standing there? Because of Amen, the Pasuk says, they should be careful to sacrifice in time. It's a mitzvah for the Yidden. They should guard it, they should see to it that it happens, that they should stand over the Kohenim at the time of the service. So these were the Anshi Maimed who were representative, the Klal Yisrael, to stand there during the sacrifice. So then, also, Lesapir L'chabes, they are prohibited to cut their hair and to wash their clothes. Mishenich Nesu L'mishmeres, L'mishmartam Kol Oyser Shabbos. Once the guard has gone in for that Shabbos, so they should make sure to cut their hair before they come in. They shouldn't go into their guard, to their week, as they are disgusting, not bathed and not shaved, or not having a haircut. But on the Thursday, which is Shabbatoch Mishmartoi, that's in his guard, then it's mutarim, is permissible, shederech rebne odom, because it is the tradition, it's the way of majority of people, lesaper b'chamishi, to take a haircut on the Thursday, ve'en mamtin lesaper b'reshav b'nei atorech, and they don't wait till Friday because of the preoccupation on Friday, so therefore they do it on Thursday, and that's why we allow them to do it. Mishnah Ches, kol ha'kosu b'megilas tainas d'leil l'mispad, Megillas Tainis, all the fast days that are written down in the scroll, in the Megillah, that you shouldn't fast them, the Lo Lemisped, that you shouldn't eulogize in them, the fun of Osur, so the day before them you're also not permitted to fast and not to eulogize, but La Achra of Mutar, but the day that follows it, you are permitted to fast and to eulogize. Rabbi Yeshua says, the fun of La Achra of Osur, that a day before and a day after, you're also not permitted to fast and not to eulogize. The loyalists are no behind, and in the days that you're not permitted to fast in them, but you are permitted to eulogize in them in those days, lefonu v'la'achrav mutar, so both in the day before and the day that follow, you're allowed to fast. Rabbi Yisrael says, lefonu v'osr, the day that is before, you're not allowed to fast. La'achrav mutar, the day that's afterwards, then you are allowed to fast. Says the Bartanura of Kol HaKosu Megillas Tainis, all the days that are written in the Megillah of Tainis, Yimei Yomim, those are days, Shenasu Bem Nisim LiYisrael, Vibayis Sheni, that miracles happened in those days for the Jews during the second Beis HaMikdosh, Bekovu Yomtev, and they set him up as a Yomtev. So is yomid leilis anu b'hem b'levad. So there are certain days that they set up just not to fast in them. The is yomid, and there's other days, the chamid etzvei, that are more stringent, the leil mispet b'hem, also not to eulogize in them. V'oison shein chamurim v'asurim b'hespet. Those days that are more stringent, and they're prohibited, even for eulogize, to eulogize, lefonov, so before him, asur b'hespet, is also prohibited to eulogize, dilma osi, because then you can come to do so on the yontif itself. So even the day before, you're not allowed to. Ula achrav mutar, but after the yontif, the kiv and over yontif, loichashina. Once the yontif passed, we don't worry about it. So therefore, ula achrav is mutar. Vanan koimalon. He says, but we have by tradition the batla, the aloche, as we know, is the batla Megillas Tainis, that the Megillas Tainis has become null. And all those days that are written there, lo hilis anod, lo hilamispet, not to fast and not to eulogize, kulan mutorin behesped the tainis. They're all permitted to eulogize and to fast. Chutz, with the exception of Chanukah and Purim, Shasurim behesped the tainis, are prohibited to eulogize and fasting. Yomim shalifnei v'lachreim mutar. Days of before and after are permissible. Mishnah tes engozim tainus ala tzibur betchila b'chamishi. You cannot decree a fast day for a community of people on the first fast should be on a Thursday. Shelo lafkia sh'orim, not to get the prices from food expensive, because we will say that Beis Din says to begin fasting on Thursday, they know for sure that it's going to be a great expense, and people will start hiking up the prices immediately. Elosholosh tainis rishonos, but the first three fast days were sheni v'chamishi v'sheni, Monday, Thursday, and Monday. The Sholish Shnius and the second fast days, they were Chamishi, Sheni, V'Chamishi, Thursday, Monday, and Thursday. Rabbi Yosi says, K'shem Sheni, Rishonis B'Chamishi, just as the first three fast days do not begin on Thursday, Kach L'Shnius V'Le'Achrenis, also the other three fast days and the last seven fast days, they never begin with a Thursday. Says the Bartanura, Shalei Lavkia HaShe'orim, not to have the prices break through, become expensive. Kshirayim ba'al chanuyos, when the own store owner sees shekoydim matzoi chamishi, that on the after Thursday people are buying shtei sudos gedolos, two large meals, achas lelila tainis, one of them for the fast day, achas leShabbos, and one for the Shabbos use for him, they will think shabarov la'ilam, that there's hunger came to the world, umiyakrin, and they make expensive of kin hashar, they break through the price. Abu Mishchil is honest, but once they begin to fast b'sheni on Monday yoydim, they know she'ain elo b'pnei atayinis, that it's only because of the fast day, and therefore they won't make the price expensive. Pirush achar, another interpretation, shelo yemru, so they're not going to say im loy sharov bezdin sharov bo, that if they're going to say had bezdin not seen that the hunger is imminent, they would not push to make now a fast day. Samuch l'Shabbos. Because of this, they're going to make the expensive the food. Mishnah Yud. That you cannot make a fast day, decree a fast day for the community, that the first fast should be either Shchodesh or on Chanukah or on Purim, v'mischilu, and if they began to fast earlier, and the middle of the fast days became Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim, ein mafsikin. So then you don't need to interrupt. That's the Dir Rav Gamliel. That's the opinion of Rav Gamliel. Amar Rav Meir says Rav Meir, afal pisha Amar Rav Gamliel, even though Rav Gamliel said in mafsikin, that you're not supposed to stop the fasting. Nevertheless, he agrees still that you don't have to fast till the night time. Likewise, the ninth of Av, if it turns out it falls on Friday, so you only fast until close to the night time. But then you should eat something, so you shouldn't enter Shabbos while you're starving, while you're hungry from a fast day. If they begin, they decree the tainis for before Purim or Chodesh or Chanukah. But then they begin to fast for the trouble, even one day. And they came across one of these days. Ain't mafsik if they don't have to interrupt. This is the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. Not to mafsik. Then he says that the mayor says that even though he said mafsikin, but moedu she'mashlimim, that we don't complete lisanes bem kol hayom, to fast the entire day. Eichel be'erev samach l'shkiyas chama, but you eat towards the evening, close to the sunset. V'chein tez be'ov shechal liz be'erev Shabbos. Also, when Tisha B'av comes out on erev Shabbos. Going, that is, for example, Bizman, when Beis Din would decide the fast day by the seeing of the moon. You can eat in the evening close to sunset, and they cover the Shabbos, so he shouldn't go into Shabbos while he is hungry. But The halacha is not like Rameir, el mis'anin u'mashlimim. We fast and we complete. V'chein tez b'av shechal li'ez b'erev Shabbos. Likewise, in tez b'av, tish b'av comes out on erev Shabbos, mis'ane u'mashlim. He fasts and he completes his fasting. This completes the second perek of Masechta Tanis.